Hello and welcome to the Profitable Practice Podcast with me, Andrea Maxim, naturopathic doctor turned healthpreneur. And every week I'm bringing you no nonsense, no BS, actionable strategies to create a practice that is not only profitable, but fully sustainable by you. If you're an action taker like me and want to create a practice that is profitable, then you've come to the right place. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Profitable Practice Podcast. I am, of course, your hostess with the mostest, Andrea Maxim, naturopathic doctor. And this episode, just like the last one that I had, all about the 8 tips and strategies to start really growing your business, this one is really going to be, you know, just taking consistent action. And I brought on someone who runs a marketing agency, and thank goodness she is also Canadian, because there's not too many places that we can get this kind of work done in Canadian dollars, because basically one American dollar is like $1 million in Canadian right now. And it was a wonderful conversation that I was having with her just on like, what are the basics? What are the elements that people need to do? And of course, you know, how do we get people to actually take action? Because if you're anything like me, you build up these beautiful dreams in your mind of what you want to do and how you're going to execute it. And you might even put it into your calendar. Like, I've really, really been wanting to do more Facebook Lives, and I'm seeing a lot of naturopaths come up in my feed with these Facebook Lives, and it looks amazing, and I'm so proud of them for doing it. And for whatever reason, even if I put it into my calendar, I very quickly like take it out of my calendar or put something over top of it. And you know, there's this thing about implementation. There's a fear associated with it. We're not getting things done the way that we want to, and that's okay. So I wanted to bring on Becky to talk about kind of how to get over the mindset and how to make things seem a lot less scary and yucky than they have to be in order to just keep implementing. And you'll hear this all the time from people, is consistency is the key. So whatever it is that you want to do, you have to keep doing it. And thank goodness there's a lot of auto schedulers now that will help you be able to achieve things even when your schedule gets busy. Like right now, we're right into the holiday season, and my schedule is getting completely booked solid, way over what my available hours are. So this is the other play, is we can do a lot when we're not busy, but what happens when we do get busy? We still have to maintain that consistency level and that system that we've had in place to keep that content flowing, to keep the new patients coming in, to keep the list building growing. And we often will find reasons to not let that happen. So if you are struggling with getting things done, getting content written, just stepping up to the plate and doing something, then this show is absolutely something you're going to want to listen to. Now, before we jump into the show, I always like to point out that the 7-day detox program that I've created is the sponsor for this podcast. If you want to check it out, it is completely done for you. All you have to do is download it and implement it. And it is consistently the program that I use the most with my new patients, my follow-up patients. It drives the most consistent regenerating revenue in my practice every single year. And if you'd like to check it out, it is www.maximizebusiness.ca/7-day-detox-program. And it will be getting a facelift very soon when, again, I block that out in my schedule. Understand that it's not such a yucky frog that I can bite it off. We just have to get some tech issues taken care of in the background. But all the upgrades you're automatically going to get. So check that out. But without further ado, let's jump onto the call with Becky. Hello, Becky. Thank you so much. Hey, for being on the Profitable Practice Podcast today. Yeah. I can't wait to jump into what we're going to be talking about, because I love that you're all about helping people start and build their business, which is exactly what I'm all about. But why don't you give a quick background so that people can get to know you a little bit more?
Sure. Okay, so I'm 38. We'll start with that. I'm not that old. And my husband and I have been kind of building businesses since, 2005. So we haven't always been in this. area, but we've always been entrepreneurs. So we know the hustle and we know the ups and downs that come with that.
Yes.
So we've been doing that for, I don't know since how long that is now, just do the math. So we've bought and sold some companies and we built some companies. And now this one, you know, this one that helps marketing and all that stuff when it comes to practitioners and health and wellness. So we really love the space and that's kind of where we've fallen. And it's kind of a long road, I think, when you become an entrepreneur, but we really have found a niche that we love. And we have two boys, two teenagers, 13 and 14.
Yeah.
And so we work from home and they're homeschooled. And so this is what we do. This is our lifestyle. This is how we set it up so that we can be more with our family. It works for us.
Amazing. Now, first of all, for you to have two kids that are a year apart, I think is bananas.
Less than, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's clarify that.
But it is wonderful that you've created a business that works for you and your family. Yeah. And I think that is something that I wonder with your coaching clients. Mm-hmm. I've heard this and I've talked about this on other shows, is the way you want your business to run is the way you should start it. Would you agree?
Yeah, for sure. Like, I have to say there are going to be seasons that you might be slammed and you're building and you're hustling. And I think we've all been there. But the boundaries are really important. So when you're communicating with your family or with your partners or even with your kids, there's a communication saying, I think the next 6 months are going to be a bit of a slam, but we've planned a vacation to Mexico and we're gonna do that and let's all pitch in. So I think it's just a communication thing, because when you do start, you're sometimes giving stuff away and you're working long hours for not very much money and it's a lot of sweat equity. But I think when there's goals and visions in place, then everybody's on board and everyone's willing to do the sacrifice. So, but we have set pretty clear boundaries with clients from day one when it comes to our time, when we're available, when we're not available. I think that's very, very important. Otherwise, in 2 years, someone's having a breakdown or your family's broken.
Yep.
So that's important to us.
And when you're coaching people to start a business, because you've just hit on some very important points, it isn't easy. It is a lot of hours in the beginning. It is not making a ton of money in the beginning as well. How do you get people in the mindset of what you're doing now is for the long haul?
I think that it has to do with vision and it has to do with where are you going. If you just have like a 6 month vision and you're just trying to fill in some patience and I've got two, and if your goal is just very short term, then even budget wise you're going to get discouraged. So you have to have a vision for your family, for your business, and for your finances. And if you have vision for that, then you know that it's okay, I'm in the red for 6 months because my turnaround point is actually at the 8 month mark.
Mm-hmm.
And I budgeted and I'm good. Whereas if you don't have that stuff planned out, then your family's suffering because you're stressed out and you haven't been able to manage anything because you don't know where you're going. So when we talk to our clients or practitioners, wherever they fall, we're always, what do you want to do? What's your end goal? What do you want to do? And then you work backwards from there. And you just understand that, I still have two more years. Because I think that's the biggest disconnect. Is they're like, in 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, maybe if you have a very good following and people were excited about being involved with your practice, but honestly, you have to give yourself way more than 6 months.
And this was actually something, I was just doing a lecture at the naturopathic school, and I asked specifically, I said, what more would you like to hear about on the podcast? And he said, I'd really like to know more about the numbers, the finances, that piece. So
yeah.
I know that the talking points that we have aren't related to this, but I'm going to go down this road with you anyway.
Yeah, for sure.
With regards to knowing your numbers and planning out your numbers, walk any of our listeners through kind of what a basic template should look like, what it should include, because it is really about the numbers. Like, cash doesn't lie, numbers don't lie, and it can take away a lot of anxiety in the beginning places of a business. So walk me through, if I was your client, what we would do for the number part.
Yeah, so it's really getting to nitty gritty stuff. So you have to be willing to go there, and you have to be able to open up your books. And honestly, I'd say majority of people, when you go there, they're not willing to do that, or they don't even have any.
Right.
Or they don't even have a projection. They have nothing. So it's really, honestly, starting from scratch. And number one, putting out a budget. You have to have a budget. And people don't have budgets. They just keep swiping a card. And
right.
You go, well, they don't get it. So the basic thing is start with a budget. If your overhead is going to be too high for 6 months because of your space, then maybe you need to consider another option for 6 months and build up towards the space. How much equity are you going to pull out of your house to start this business? And what's your plan to pay that back? Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of specific things that you have to do. And we find that people don't have books. Like you say that, but they don't have it.
Yeah.
So it's really a matter of if there's anything you're going to pay for, it's going to be a bookkeeper. And it's going to be or/slash accountant, wherever it falls for your corporation or self or whatever you are. You have to pay for that because if you don't know your numbers, then you are going to get discouraged and everybody gets stressed out and everybody gets upset and there's nothing to work towards. So first you're going to do a budget and you're going to see, what do I have? What's the loan I took out to start this business? Or I'm going to pull money out of this investment and I'm going to use this money. And then in 6 months, I hope to start making $500 payments to that mm-hmm. loan. That stuff has to be laid out. And people take out a loan and they get a space and they make it look gorgeous and they get art in there and they get chairs and they do like the whole thing. And then there's no patience
right.
or there's nobody calling to book. So for us, it's just a matter of let's just face some reality mm-hmm. and maybe you should join a practice for a year and build some clientele and get to know it and then go on your own.
Yes.
So it's not the ideal. People don't want to hear that. But if you're brand new, maybe you should just start somewhere else first.
Yeah, and get some mentorship at the same time. Like, there's no negative downside to doing that.
No, you just have to face the facts. Don't bankrupt yourself because you tried to do it on your own. Maybe you can do it on your own in 18 months. But right. it's just a matter of getting their numbers out and looking at the numbers and what can you do? What are you borrowing? What are you using?
Yeah.
And is your family on board?
Right.
Your partner. Are they on board?
And so the big ones that I think we really need to be identifying is the fixed costs. That's basically what you've been saying, right?
Yeah.
Like your rent isn't going to change.
That's
your,
right.
Your internet bill typically doesn't change too much.
Yeah.
Your car bill, your mortgage, all of those numbers need to be laid out very clearly. And I'm 100% on board with you here because it is very easy to continue to swipe a card. And it is so easy to want to have the most beautiful practice right off the hop. But you're right. If there's no patients coming in, no one's seeing it. So you just put all of this money out there. And it is a very scary thing because numbers don't lie. So I think I love how you delivered that because you just said, let's face the facts. Like, this is where you are. This is what could happen if you go down this road. If you don't want that to happen, let's go here and make a slight detour. We'll come back to it, which I love.
It's worth it.
Do you use any particular templates or any spreadsheets that you get people to start plugging these numbers in to get them going?
Yeah, so we do have like a cash flow Excel sheet that we use with people. And again, you have to get pretty honest to do this stuff. And money is something that people don't like to get honest about. They don't like to print out their bank forms and then just tell them that they've actually been spending $500 at Starbucks. They don't like that. So you have to say, hey, like you might want to just buy a machine for $300 and do it at home. So like you put the cash flow. But it's amazing what happens when you plug numbers into the cash flow Excel sheet because all of a sudden it gets very exciting.
Yes.
Because add in two more patients on a residual basis and then look where you are in 1 year. Look how much you've saved. Look how much you've grown just with two patients.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden you start plugging in the numbers. And they get excited. And then they get vision to not spend the money on frivolous things that maybe they felt like it was important to them. So I think this cash flow Excel form that like, okay, let's put in your numbers. And it's really bad, I think, at sometimes. So you got Reddit. Like people are out of, they're not doing well. But honestly, if you start to face the numbers, it says if you love the numbers, they'll love you back. And that's exactly what happens is that you start to gain control and not – have to wonder if you're going to be alive in 6 months, but you know you will. You're like, no, I'm going to get three more patients, and maybe then they start a referral program.
Yeah.
And then a patient refers a patient, and you give them some discounts, or you give them something, and all of a sudden they start get creative mm-hmm. because you start to really get in there, and they go, okay, well, marketing-wise, I think I could pull this off, and I could do this, and they start to dream.
Yeah.
So I think that's the main thing is you get gritty, you get dirty, you put it out there, but there's like relief. That comes to people and they start to dream again.
And a sense of strength and confidence and empowerment.
Yeah.
And absolutely. I can see all of those things. So beyond the numbers, beyond setting up the stage of growing our business and really figuring out how we need to transform it, there's a few key pieces that I know that you tell your clients about with regards to creating a successful business. And one of them is a really highly responsive website. Yeah. So talk about that a little bit.
So I think if you don't have a website, people may not even come to you because everyone's going to check you out online. So if you put out a sign on the sidewalk, or if, you know, there's so many different things that people are doing these days, but they're going to want to look you up. And if if they can't find you, then, or if they do find you and it's like kind of like a half done website, I've seen websites that still have all that googly garp text from a pre-made. I've seen links, and then they have dead links. Yeah. Their Facebook link goes to like a general Facebook page. So you start, you put out something cheap or free and you haven't done your due diligence, it reflects the quality of the practice. Mm-hmm. And so you go, oh, well, okay. People want it to look good. So you don't have to spend tens of thousands, because there's a lot of people that they go big on their first website and they didn't have to. There's no way you need to spend that much money, but you do need to spend something. Yeah. Because that's where people are going to come. I think the other myth is when a client gets their website up and running and then they Google themselves and then they get a call and they say, hi, I can't find myself. I'm not coming up. Mm-hmm. And that's correct. You won't. You won't find yourself on the first page of Google, and unless you do some work for it. So I think that's the hard part, is when you do your budget and your money, you have to put money in for marketing. You have to figure out, okay, I'm going to put this much money into the website, and then I'm going to do some SEO, or I'm going to do Facebook or ads, or I'm going to do Google AdWords. I have the money. I'm going to get to the top every day. You have to be able to do that, or you're going to be hustling on the streets at every trade show, every weekend, trying to find clients. And so you just have to figure out what are you going to go for. And if your website looks crappy, then your quality of patients as well is going to be, you want people that have money, that invest in their health. And when they come to your website, they feel that. They feel like, oh, I'm making an investment. Mm-hmm. These guys are worth my time. And so you have to make sure that that's in play. And if people need a mobile site, they can't be zooming in and out to read stuff. That happens. I find that all the time with health practitioners. When we're doing like reviews, I'm zooming in to find stuff. It just has to be up to date, mobile, responsive.
Yeah. And the one thing that I personally always like to say is people do not want to make any work. They don't want to find things.
That's right.
It has to be so easy and crystal clear what their steps are.
Yeah. It has to be just, they don't have to do anything. So when I land, the phone number's there, the address is there, a booking is there. Booking apps are not hard to put into a website. And then your first and foremost, if there's an offer or monthly, whatever. I know that practitioners have very tight guidelines sometimes. It depends on what field you're in and what you can offer on your website. But those all things have to be right up front. And then you should have some call to actions that say, hey, do you want to die early? Well, the answer is no. So I'd like to call you and figure out how. Like, there's things that you can do to make sure people contact you and say, hey, I don't want to die early and I have these symptoms. Can you help me?
Yeah.
So there's just a creative aspect that you can do with your website with call to actions and stuff like that.
And with the new evolution of how people are interacting with websites, are you finding that there was something before that was okay that now just does not fly? And for instance, you mentioned aesthetics. So I know that a lot more of the like new generation of people, it has to look hip and modern and like they have to really connect with it that way versus before. I don't think the aesthetics were as important just because of the demographic we were targeting. But have you seen any trends where, you know, they used to do this, but it's like, don't even bother nowadays?
So I'll just be honest. It really depends on the client, honestly, and their demographic.
Yeah.
So we do have a clinic that their demographic is older. Mm-hmm. And so they just want their information available. They want it to be clean and easy. So that's going to be a different. So I think it depends on your demographic. If you have a younger demographic, 25 to 35, then you're going to want to make sure when they land on that site, they are attracted to that site. and they feel connected to you. So it's a very authentic play. Mm-hmm. So demographically, there's a couple of, and I know that especially in this industry, it can be based on demographics, on who you serve. Yes. So that's going to really play on the trend for that demographic. So 40s to 60s, they just want to find what they want to find.
Yeah.
They're on Facebook all the time. And they were going to click through and they're going to find what they want. You go to like the 20s, 30s, then they want to be attracted. They want authenticity. Mm-hmm. And so for them, it's more of a journey. So you have to decide what demographically you want. But all the time, I always say like people want their logo super big and oh, I want my logo to be prominent. And oh, and I have like all this. And you go, well, it actually doesn't matter. Like, if you want people to see your logo, or do you want them to book a consultation with you?
Right.
So we just got to weigh that out. And we'll do what the client says, but we will give our opinion and say, hey, we probably want a book now button, or, you know, a chat feature on the website. People really love to chat. They'll just jump on a chat. And I find that that is a very successful little thing to add to a website nowadays, because people, and it's not a robot, it's like a secretary or it's you on your mobile app chatting. So people jump on there and say, hey, I have a lower back pain and can you help me with that? They'll definitely chat before they call.
Yeah.
And if they feel safe, then you have that bridge of trust, they might book in. So a chat feature is something that's probably in the last couple of years, 18 months, is a fantastic feature to add to the website.
And I would attest to that. I find if there's a chat function on a website, I will jump on that chat any day of the week before making a phone call. So I've actually just installed one. And the app that use is called Smarts Up. Do you recommend any other ones?
There's one that's free. It's called Talk. I think it's T-A-W-K.
Okay.
And it's free and it's you have a mobile, you have it on your desktop, and they give you the code to embed into your website.
Perfect.
If you want to track it with analytics and AdWords, then you just pay for the premium.
Right.
But we have clients on that and it's a fantastic feature. And they actually have to turn it off because sometimes it gets too busy. So they're like, we can't run our chat today. It's too busy. So they just go offline because they can't.
Which is good.
Yeah, but people want to chat. They just want to connect quickly, but they don't want to give you their email. They don't want to tell you who they are.
Yeah.
They just want to put some feelers out there. And so that's a fantastic, and it's free.
Yeah.
Like it's a free way to upgrade your site.
Perfect. Now you mentioned a key word as we were talking about this, and that was authenticity. So that is, I find, the driving force between just about everything when it comes to business, especially when you're in a person-to-person type business, a service-based business.
For sure.
You know, as opposed to a massage or something like that where you're lying on the table and you don't really have to connect with the person, at least in healthcare, it's all about making that connection. So let's describe some of the ways that we can embellish or improve upon our authenticity, or at least how it's coming across with any of our social media services, websites, you name it.
Yeah, so this is one area that people get super shy because it wasn't like this. I would even say 2 years ago, it wasn't even like this.
Oh, video
this
has
is
exploded.
18 months. Yeah, this is not like something Facebook Live came out and people start jumping on there, and LinkedIn now has a video feature in the last 6 months. So you now have an opportunity. So everybody is jumping on here. And the one thing I'm always saying is if you have people that, like, you are the expert, the person in the healthcare industry that's offering these services, they're an expert at something. And so in order to build the trust, because this field is now overpopulated with a ton of people that know a lot of stuff, and it's confusing for the user because I don't know what to do. I don't know who to trust. And are you right? Or are you right? And which diet is good for me? Because I have this disease. And you go back and forth. So you have a disconnect with people because you don't know who to trust or what to do. So the best way to do this is to get your expertise out there. And if you're not comfortable on camera, at least start a blog and start writing about what you know. Mm-hmm. And eventually that blog could become a book and you could be a authority on your specialty. So that's a great option, is to make sure you blog. But a huge thing that I'm finding is the video. So I encourage this one wellness center to get on Facebook Live and then have a follow-up blog and just be consistent. Mm-hmm. Because people are going to start to share your videos. They're going to say, hey, I know this. She is fantastic. This naturopath, you have to use her because, and oh, and she's on just tips and tricks every single week. Or So if you get on video, then they know who you are. Yep. And they start to connect with you. They start to relate to you. And one day you talk about something they dealt with personally and they go, I have that problem. Maybe I'll contact them. So all of a sudden they press a little Facebook Messenger and they go. So we had that happen with one of the practitioners. They did a Facebook message. They saw one of the things come up and they contacted, they came in. And that's all from saying, hey, we know what we're doing in this area and this is why. And getting personal. So why did you get into the industry? Why are you here?
Yeah.
Is it to make money or are you passionate about people's health? And most of the time, that's what it is. They're passionate about people's health. So that's what you have to share. You have to say why. And then if you have a recipe, then you better get in the kitchen and do a Facebook Live with the recipe.
Yeah.
So it's so like sometimes I feel lame because you're like, well, that's lame. But honestly, people are looking for you in your house, which is so invasive, but they're like, are you really you? Like, are you the person you say you are? And so video and blogging, you just have to be you. You can't, you know, be disconnected anymore as a practitioner. You have to connect with the patient on many levels and they love it and they trust you and they recommend you.
And I am 100% like totally on board with everything you're saying. I'm drinking all the Kool-Aid you're offering here. I'm not saying that it's Kool-Aid. It's wonderful.
I know.
But this is the piece, right? I love video. I can jump on video every day of the week and I feel fine.
Yeah.
Blogging for sure is not my thing. And for other people it is. But I think without jumping on the video bandwagon in some way, shape or form, you're going to be left, I think, in the dust, the way things are progressing.
Yeah.
How do you coach people to not worry about the tech, to not worry about everything being perfect? Like literally just take your phone out and record something. What do you like? Is that just it?
So I will just do a disclaimer that my husband does the videos for our company because I am that person. I'm that person that is just like, I go to do it and I totally get it. Like, I'm like, I have all of a sudden you get the video out. You're like, okay, I look good. I'm in a good position. Okay, great. And then just clicking that live, go live button or clicking that video or uploading, there are a million doubts that just flood into the head and go, what are you doing? There's so many people that know more than you. And what are you doing? This has been talked about a million times. So like, I get that this is actually more of a thought process than pushing a button. Like, I get it because I'm that person. I hate it. I'm like, I know what I'm doing and I'll help my clients and I'll coach one-on-one. I love it. Like, I'm passionate about it. But then why would I go on video? Like, I feel so insecure, honestly. So I get it. But I just had someone, I told her to do it. I'm like, you have to do this because you have to connect. There are a million people in your space. You have to set yourself apart. And she did it. And she had 2,700 people view her video.
Wow.
And she's getting amazing viewership. She's getting such great comments and feedback. And I think that probably within the month, she should probably be booking some really good clients because she's consistent. So, but she did it. Mm-hmm. And she felt super insecure. And I get that. But at the same time, you have an amazing support system. And so do I. So you jump on there. I jump on there. Somebody jumps up there and their friends and family or their people that are in the same industry as them are going to just love it and encourage it. So there's going to be the people that jump on and say, oh, they're going to be negative. You just delete and block them.
Yeah.
Get rid of them. But I think that it's just a matter of going, you are supported. You are loved. You have something to say. And jump on there and do it.
Yep. And what I like to use for those people that can't come up with something is I'll say, find a blog post that you wrote or that you like and use that as your talking points. Like, you don't have to come up with the stuff on thin air. It doesn't have to look perfect. Like, I've had post-its on my computer screen that I will refer to when I'm doing a call. Like, but we get so caught up in the perfection and how I'm going to be perceived. And I think seeing people flub, like even when I do my podcasts, I'm like, whatever. I made a mistake. I'm doing one take. It is what it is. But that's just me, you know?
Well, that's what I say. Like, this one guy was having a hard time. She's like, oh, I did like 50 takes. I'm like, what? Why did you do 50 takes? I'm like, can you just go back to the kitchen and can you do that thing that you did 2 weeks ago that I saw you and you were relaxed and just do it one time and be yourself? And then if you make a mistake, laugh and say, oh my gosh,
yeah,
and keep going, because those mistakes are what create the authenticity.
Exactly.
So that's why we don't do, like, we do videos for people, we produce videos for people, but at the same time, we always say, like, people are looking for you sitting on your porch or you in your living room. Like, they don't want to see you in a studio, mm-hmm, all done up, and you're now building a wall instead of a bridge.
Right.
So so the beauty of it is just being who you are, where you are. Like, I'm in my living room, I'm at my desk, and this is my house. And I have two teenagers that are homeschooled. So at any point, now I've been very clear with them today, but who knows? They could just come down and that all of a sudden makes me real.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a working mom and I'm an entrepreneur and this is my life. And all of a sudden people go, oh, I just connected with someone.
Yeah, exactly.
And I built a bridge. So, like, they probably won't come down because I said, don't come down.
Or but, else.
Yeah. Like, do you want to eat lunch today? No, just kidding. I'm not mean like that, but that's really like what it is. It's just real. People want to see a mistake. They do not want perfect people anymore.
Yeah. I, and even I, when I see it, I'm like, oh, yep, there it is. Exactly. I know exactly what you're talking about. And another key thing that you've been saying is consistency, doing it and being consistent. Now that person that did that Facebook Live video for the very first go, I can't imagine she got 2,600 hits on her very first video. I would imagine it took her a couple videos, or was it just like a one hit wonder?
So she's using LinkedIn.
Okay.
That's another platform. And if you have a good network, it's a great place to start, especially practitioners, because that's kind of, that would be your wheelhouse. There's a lot of people on there that use LinkedIn. That's where you connect with other people. But she did. That was her second video.
Wow.
And she got like 500. Then she has a huge network. People love her. And so I get that. But the thing about that was, before we did that with her, that was my main thing, is you have to be consistent. If you're going to do this, then let's have a plan. So we made a plan. We planned out 4 topics that she's passionate about. She wrote 4 articles about it. And then she committed to the weekly video.
Yeah.
So there, I think that for people to be consistent, you have to plan. And at that point, you go, okay, I have a Saturday morning for 4 hours, so I'm going to plan out 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And just plan out the topics. And the blog doesn't have to be 1,500.
Right.
Like, it can be 500. Like, it doesn't have to be long. But honestly, if you're passionate about something, it's going to end up being longer, because you know what you're talking about and you're passionate, so you're going to go. But it's a plan. So be consistent. Do 4 to 6 weeks. And then halfway through that, do a plan and plan again.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have seasonal stuff coming up. You have benefits that will be lapsing, if that applies. People are going into January is a huge health and wellness month. Like, everybody's ready to do the thing. So you should be prepared for that, for your content. So you kind of plan. And that way, you plan twice a month to do content.
Yeah.
For an hour each of those times, and you should be good. You should be done. It might take you longer the first little time, but once you get into the routine and the planning and the topics, people go, oh, yeah, this is great. I'm done for 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've got it. So that creates consistency. Otherwise, if you're doing it on the fly, you will not be consistent, because things come up, your day gets busy, you get overwhelmed, something happens, and then you missed it.
Yeah.
And so that's why we encourage people to plan and get their topics together, and then, you know, even record them all the same day if they want. Just depends on their life.
Now, the piece that's kind of coming into my mind as we're talking about this is, everyone starts with good intentions.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that if you plan ahead, everyone knows that if you block it off in your schedule, you're going to do it. How do you get people to be true to themselves, to be honest with what their intentions are, so that they don't find a reason to not do it that Saturday morning, or they don't find a reason to, you know, move that out of the schedule and then never put it back there? Because this is the this is the cycle that I see. It's probably just human nature, where you can plan all you want, and then time comes and you're like, you know what, I just don't feel like doing it today.
Yeah. That is one of our biggest battles, I think, because when we run people's marketing stuff and bugging them, saying, hey, where's your content for mm-hmm. November? Where's your content? Mm-hmm. Like, we'll take care of everything. You need to send me the content. You're the expert. So I find that that's a huge thing because people just push it off. You can put it in your planner, but then they're like, oh, I got an appointment. And so money trumps the attention.
Of course.
So that's what happens. So for us, you know, we're the ones reminding, but I think it all comes down to vision. So if you have a vision on where you're going and you have a plan and your vision, if it's not working for you, then you need to revisit the vision. Mm-hmm. Because then you're going, well, why am I doing this? Because that's the thing. I'm like, why my content? Why am I blogging? Why do I have to do this?
Right.
I'm like, well, have you seen any thing happen the last 3 weeks? No, because our vision is this. And without putting this into practice, it's not going to come to pass. Mm-hmm. So you have to revisit the vision and say, oh, why am I doing this? Mm-hmm. So maybe in your planner, you have a vision there. This why. Why am I doing content today? Because I'm an expert and I'm going to be an expert in this field.
Yes.
And so instead of blocking off a time, I would put a reason. Put your why in there. Because if you don't have your why, then you might as well just stop because you're going to be blubbering and inconsistent and everyone say, oh, I saw she was really good, but I don't know where she went.
Right.
That's what happened.
Yep.
So it's a matter of like, why are you doing this?
I love
why?
That.
That'll help. That will help because people revisit and go, oh, yeah, I remember. I'm super passionate about people being healthy and I have an answer that actually few people have. I have a way. I have a method. And that's hopefully would put the fire under their butt to put content out there.
And I love that piece of connecting the emotion with it because that's the whole thing we've been talking about this whole time. It's been the underlying notion is that emotion has to be connected into everything that we do, everything we put out for people to book in with us. And one of my favorite things that I've heard that has stuck with me is if you don't show up for your business, do not expect anything. Don't expect your business to pay you. Don't expect patients to come for you. If you don't want to show up, then don't expect the results that, you know, everybody wants the big paycheck, but if you're not going to show up for it, forget it.
Yeah. And I think the biggest thing is I tell, cause we do a lot of startups to market and then market to grow. So we do, that's like kind of one of our specialties. And when you're starting up, you have a ton of time on your hands because you're not booking.
Right.
You have a ton of time. So when you're a startup or you're maybe just booking 2 days a week or 3 days a week, then you better book the other 2 days for content creation because in 6 months or 8 months, you're going to be slammed.
Yeah.
And then I have 6 months of content to curate, to promote, to put out there. So that's the biggest thing is these downtimes. I was actually just telling the client this morning, it's okay. It's kind of a
gift. It's a very positive thing. Yeah.
It's awesome because you're like, hey, what am I supposed to do with my time? And I'm not making any money. And I'm like, well, then start to get your content together. Put together 10 blogs. That's technically 10 months if you want to do a blog a month.
Yeah.
Put together 10 videos. That's 10 videos. Just do the do. And then all of a sudden you can be able to say, hey, I'm super busy, but I really made my time worth it. Like I was okay because all of a sudden you also have more to offer your clients and your patients and you say, man, I just did something on this and I think, can I send it to you? Because I think the article will really help you and you become a better practitioner because you are helping yourself by doing this. So take advantage of it.
I think that's such a valid point that you just made there is when I think about everything I create, I don't actually create it with the intention of needing to get a new patient from it. I create it from, I would just want to keep nurturing the people that have already liked me, that have already made the transaction, that are already going on the journey with me. And I just want to be the best naturopath that I can for them, as opposed to always wanting to create for a monetary exchange. I believe not putting things out for free, like there should be a call to action of some sort, but always wanting to have a financial like driving force behind something, like all of my blogs have to bring in new patients. It's not always about that. And I think that's an important piece that you just brought up is nurturing the people who you do have is probably more important than constantly looking for new patients.
Oh yeah, I think that's like a massive miss a lot of the time is that people are going, oh, new patients. And I say, well, how many do you have currently? We have someone that we are helping do content creation right now, And I said, how many clients do you have from the past and how many do you have now? And they said, sitting on 100, 150 from that total number. And I said, oh, well, there you go. We could probably drum up clients just from that base.
Right.
And then I said, the more consistent you are online and the more people start to see your face, the more they'll start to really connect with you and start to say, hey, I know a guy. I know a guy that I absolutely love and you should call him.
Yeah.
And that's what happens when you start to nurture your clients and you give them content that's going to help their life because you just love what you do.
Yeah.
And people will know that. They'll be able to register with that.
Yeah. Now, you have been phenomenal. I am secretly like soaking in everything and thinking about how I'm going to change things up. And I think the biggest piece for me is the numbers. So I think I'm going to get in contact with you because I need someone to just hold me to it. Just like,
yeah.
You know, just make it real.
Yeah.
But if people want to get in touch with you as well, what's the best way?
Well, our website's metron.ca, metron.ca. There's a contact form on there. And that's the best way to get a hold of us. And if you can just make sure that they say that they heard you, mm-hmm. We do have a free website option right now when they sign up for marketing.
Great.
So that's kind of like a shameless plug. But right now, until the end of the year, if people – that's the thing. Like if you have built your business and now you're at a point where you can't keep up with updating Facebook and updating your website and you're behind, then that's where you now have to put in some money to market and
yes.
SEO or whatever. So right now we know people don't have the extra money for that $1,500, $2,000 website. So we're just giving, it's included if you sign up for 6 months with marketing. So if people need it, then we have it. And then we do a free 1 hour consultation.
Perfect.
And that's not a consultation where you don't walk away with anything. That's a consultation where like for you and me, you go, oh man, that I really took away some stuff. So we actually dive into their business. We give them some freebies. Definitely. We're not just, oh, well, give us a call. We'll tell you what you should do.
Yeah.
Like we probably give away too much, but we're really passionate about it. So we say, hey, give us a call. We can do a free 1 hour. And people walk away with going, oh, great. You know? And so I'd say, you know, a lot of people sign up, but we just love saying, hey, let's look at it and see where you're missing. Because sometimes just little things can just be tweaked. Like, for instance, you have 1,000 people on a mailing list and you've never emailed them.
Let's do it.
Let's start there.
Yeah,
so just little things that you might not think about that we say, hey, have you thought of this? Mm-hmm. And so that's free. That's our gift.
Awesome. Well, I'm so thrilled that you're giving my audience at least that amazing website offer. And I definitely encourage people to contact you because even just talking to you on this show, there's some people that I love talking to and I think I could just keep talking and talking.
Yeah.
There's other people that I don't connect with and you're one of those people that I'm 100% connecting with. So if I'm connecting with you, I know my audience will too. Thank you so much, Becky, for being on the show.
You bet.
And I will definitely be in touch myself.
Good. Yeah, we'd love to help you.
Cool. So there you have it, guys, and I hope you were taking notes on that one, and I hope you're now understanding that getting things done isn't nearly as scary as it has to be. For me, I know doing Facebook Lives is just one of those things that I personally want to do. I love doing video. I just need to start doing it and being more consistent with it. So that is my promise to you guys, is hopefully you'll see me coming up in your Instagram. Follow me on Instagram at AndreaMaximND and Facebook. Basically, it's the same, Andrea Maxim. The Maxim Movement is the Facebook page. Hopefully you'll be seeing me come up in your Facebook link and in your Insta stories and all of that a lot more as I get into video a lot more. But then there's this other piece that's going to happen is you're done listening to the podcast. You're still listening to me now. You're filled with all kinds of great ideas. And by the time you get out of your car or by the time you leave work, whenever it is that you're listening to this, life happens and gets in the way and you completely forget or lose that motivation that you had to get things implemented. So I don't want that to happen for you. All I want for you is to take imperfect action every single day and move forward in your business. So I'm inviting you to contact me personally at info@themaximmovement.com and we'll book a discovery call. We'll lay it all out for you and we'll figure out exactly what we need to do to get you implementing, moving forward, cutting through all the bullshit, You know, don't let fear stop you from doing what you need to do. And making like a massive shift in your business and a massive shift in your confidence of being a business owner. Because whether you run a clinic or you are an associate, you are still a business owner. And you still have to run it as such. So don't hesitate to reach out to me and we'll hop on a free 15, 20 minute call and we'll figure out what we need to do to get you implemented. Okay? I'm offering this to you for free. No strings attached. Just reach out to me, info@themaximovement.com, because you know you're not going to take action. So you might as well get me holding you accountable. Okay? Any other comments that you have, questions, hit me up on social media, email me, leave a comment below this podcast. And the other thing that I would love for you to do is leave me some reviews. Let me know if you like it. What don't you like? What you want to see more of? I'm basically just putting these shows together, but if it's not something that you're interested in or that you want to see more of or less of, I just need to hear from you. So let me know. I'm Andrea Maxim, your hostess with the mostess, and I'm out. You guys are killer. Thank you as always for listening to the Profitable Practice Podcast. Leave me a comment, and if you haven't already, I would love a review in iTunes. Definitely subscribe to this podcast and leave me a quick review. For those ready to maximize your practice, contact me at www.maximizedbusiness.ca.